first public hearing is change of zone, 1607 Marine Farm LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a MRRPC, Medium Density Residential District Residential Plan Community, to an AR1 RPC, Agriculture Residential District Residential Plan Community, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, for land lying southwest of Jimtown Road, also known as Road 285A, 1,000 feet northwest of Road 277, and to be located on 19.84 acres, more or less. For the benefit of the commission, I've passed down copies of the survey and a proposed site plan for the next application for review by the commission. We did not request specific comments on this rezoning from the Department of Transportation. We did receive a memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District. It makes reference to the site containing Fossington's Sandy Loam and Fossington Loam, Johnston Loam and Silt Loam, Sassafras Sandy Loam, and Woodstown Loam, which are soil types for the property. The Fossington and Johnston soils have severe limitations for development purposes. The Sassafras has slight limitations for development. The Woodstown soils have slight to moderate limitations. The applicants would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation. The Fossington soils are considered of statewide importance, prime farmland, and also hydric. The Johnston soils are considered hydric. The Sassafras and Woodstown soils are considered prime farmland. The Woodstown soils are also considered hydric in depressions. There are no storm flood hazard areas affected. There are no tax ditches affected. It may be necessary for both on-site and off-site drainage improvements because of the increased impervious area and the presence of soils with a seasonal high water table. It's also noted that there may be regulated wetlands on site and suggest that the applicant check with the Army Corps of Engineers for required permits. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared and also a copy of a portion of soil survey map number 29. For the benefit of the commission members, I passed down copies of letters received on this rezoning application, one from the Citizens Coalition Incorporated and one from Michael R. Tyler as an individual, noted president of Citizens Coalition. Both in opposition to the application. And that's all I have at this time, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Lynch. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name's Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I am representing the applicant. Mr. Lang, I believe there were a couple letters in support that were submitted also.
Not in reference to the rezoning.
Oh, okay.
In reference to the conditional use that's to follow, okay. Unless you want to combine those.
But gentlemen, this, as I said, I'm representing the applicant. With me is Frank Key, who's going to be speaking from the applicant, Marine Farm LLC. Also with me is Georgia Truitt and Kelly Smith. They're with the Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding, Inc. organization. And they'll be explaining the purpose and the nature of that organization. There was a... I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but if you'll bear with me for a second. There was a booklet submitted in connection with the conditional use, which I assume you gentlemen have a copy of. Basically, that contains a summary of the proposal, some site data, some plans and architectural renderings, and some background regarding the organization. These are two applications. The first application is a change of zone from the existing MRRPC to an ARRPC, obviously just changing the underlying zoning of the 20-acre parcel. The second application is a conditional use application, and that's basically for the proposed use. With your permission, what I intended to do was to present all of our information as part of this first hearing, and then just incorporate all that into the second hearing, and I won't be presenting anything additional, if that's okay.
That sounds fine. Thank
okay.
you.
First of all, I do have two of the exhibits here. One is a site plan exhibit, which is in the exhibit book, and I have smaller versions of that. If you want to refer to that, it might be easier to see.
Excuse me, Mr. Fuqua, would you mind asking one of your assistants there to turn one of those around so people can see it?
In the booklet, there was an error. This horse run area is not covered. In the booklet, it actually showed that it was having a roof on it, which is an error. So these are just copies of that corrected. And then the other plant right here, this is a copy of the original Marine Farm application that some of you gentlemen heard several years ago. And again, I just have smaller versions of that so you can see it. Actually, I'll give you those in reverse there. First, I'd like to give a little bit of history of this site. And again, I know that some of the members were on the commission at the time. And obviously, Mr. Burton, you weren't on at the time that this hearing was held. Mr. Smith, I don't remember whether you were there then or not. You weren't there either. This was a MRRPC application for a proposed development to be known as the Marine Farm. It was reviewed and approved as an MRRPC back in 2005. And as approved, the Marine Farm development would contain 630 residential units and a recreation facility on about 370 acres of land. During the public hearing process on that, particularly during the planning and zoning meeting originally, 20 lots that were proposed were recommended by the Planning Commission to be removed from that plan. In addition, an access road from the development was proposed to be removed from the plan. And that's what Frank is showing you here. These 20 lots, which did not interconnect to the rest of the development because of some wetlands in here, and this road, which basically was an ingress egress road that came out on Jimtown Road, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended that they be deleted from the plan. Mainly because of the traffic that would impact Jimtown Road from the development. After the planning and zoning meeting, the developer amended the plan to incorporate that recommendation, and that recommendation was included as a condition of approval at the time that the County Council approved this. So, as I said, that was approved back in 2005 without those 20 lots and without that access road. During the zoning process on the Marine Farm, my clients had become familiar with some people that were involved in an organization called the Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding, Inc. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and it's affiliated with a national organization called the North American Riding for the Handicapped Association. Basically, what that group does is utilize certified therapeutic riding instructors and volunteers to provide for basically riding sessions, which is therapy to children and adults with special needs. And I've read a lot about it, but I'm going to have representatives from the organization basically explain that in more detail. That organization at the time was in serious need for a new site for their facility. And based on what had occurred, my clients had 20 acres, which was basically not being utilized in connection with the RPC. And after discussing the matter, it seemed pretty clear to my clients that this facility at this site would be a great benefit to that organization, and more importantly, to all county residents that might have need of such services. So basically, at that time, my clients offered this organization this site at terms that I would describe as very generous. Now, that's what basically gets us here tonight. Now, as I mentioned, this is a two-step process. We're asking to amend this 20-acre site from the existing MRRPC designation to an ARRPC designation, and that enables us to basically apply for the conditional use, because the conditional use is authorized in the AR, not in the MR. Basically, the conditional use request is the request for this equestrian facility for this organization. And as far as the actual site is concerned, the site does contain just a little bit less than 20 acres. It is located on the south side of Jimtown Road, which is County Road 285A. This is a growth area under the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. It's in the environmentally sensitive development area under that plan. The site will be provided with sewer service as part of the central sewer system for the Marine Farm RPC. Central water will be provided by Tidewater Utilities, which again is also serving the Marine Farm development. The facility, as you can see from the site plan there, will have one main entrance off of County Road 285. We believe that the use will generate minimal traffic. The maximum number of clients that will utilize this facility at any one time would be approximately 10 to 12, and that would be the maximum use. There also would be staff and volunteers that would basically stay at the facility during the times that it's being operated. And I think what I'll do is have Frank Key go ahead and review the site plan with you. Frank was involved in preparing it, and he can probably explain that better than I can.
So, Jim, it's Frank Key with Marine Farm LLC. The site, it's really a straightforward design. The site itself is gently sloping down to the stream back here and the wetland back here, which we've delineated, and we have a jurisdictional determination for that. The area that's being cleared is being cleared to those non-tidal wetlands, but not into them, so there are no impacts to them. The facility you enter, of course, here off Jimtown Road to the parking lot and the turnaround. This area here is for the fire marshal, for fire trucks, fire access, and so forth. This larger portion of the building is an indoor arena. There's a living quarters for a staff person to stay there and take care of it in case of fire and things like that. There are stables inside the main building and stables that run this way. This area right here is actually a horse run. It's like small paddocks. So the horses are released from the stables into the runs. This is an outdoor arena and with outdoor seating so that you can watch if they have like an outdoor event. The area that would be fenced would be essentially 25 feet back at the parking lot here all the way around this wooded area. That then is cut into segments so that there are pastures there because this entire area here is pasture land. The stormwater management ponds are shown. Those may not be ponds in the end. In fact, they probably won't be. This will go before DNREC, and of course, we'll look at all what DNREC calls green technology for swales and so forth. The parking lot will be lighted with shoebox-style lights that direct the light downward into the parking lot rather than up and out. Landscaping, actually this area that's shown as landscaping will probably be tree safe because there's really no need to get into it like this. So the trees will be preserved along Jimtown Road and of course all the wetland area. Effectively that's it. I think the pasture land and the wetlands form about 83% of the site and about 17% of the site is the actual facility itself. And that's pretty much it as far as the site plan is concerned. These are, you have it in the packet, but these are elevations of what the facility will likely look like in elevation. And then there's a perspective rendering of it, and that's likely it. And that's it.
Thank you.
And gentlemen, just following up on what Frank said as far as the actual site plan, in terms of the use, it's proposed that the maximum number of horses that would be at the facility would be 15. There is a storage area, basically, I'm not sure what you call it, but any type of farm or an operation like this must have a management plan for manure and things of that nature. There would be a storage area which would be... service road down here, this is where hay and the manure would be kept, and then basically it's removed from the site. It's not plowed into the ground or anything of that nature. The one residential apartment there would be for a caretaker. This would be someone who basically would be caring for the facilities as well as the horses, to have someone there 24 hours a day to make sure things are under control. The hours of use would be, as far as the use for the proposed therapeutic and riding, would be a maximum of 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And obviously those hours would depend. It wouldn't necessarily always go from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but they would be the maximum hours. There would be employees at the site at other times to care for the horses as needed. There'd be one sign located at the entrance to the site. There would be lights on the arena and the parking area. They would be set up that they would be turned off at closing time or no later than, say, 10 p.m. The organization, as its representatives will tell you, has been operating in this area for about 15 years. They originally actually operated on the Marine Farm site, and about 3 years ago they moved to a site on Beaver Dam Road across from here, and now that they'd be relocating to this site. They do hold two or three special events a year, which does have more people come to them when they have a show or some type of special circumstances. They do offer a limited horse riding lessons, which basically they would offer to the public, and that's to supplement the organization's income. What I'd like to do is basically ask the representatives, Georgia Truitt and Kelly Smith, to come up and talk to you. But before I do that, I do want to just mention one thing. The letter from Citizens Coalition that was submitted, they did have some questions in there, and I did want to address that. They said that this didn't go to PLUS, or they questioned whether this went to PLUS or not. We did contact Connie Holland's office and basically explained to her what this application was, and they indicated that there was no need for this to come to PLUS, and we can get verification of that if you need that. The Citizens Coalition did state that they said, because this is the environmentally sensitive district, it's the environmentally sensitive development district, actually, they asked that the plan comply with buffer restrictions of at least 100 feet to protect Gosling Creek. And all of these buildings, I think Mr. Key can confirm, are at least 100 feet from the wetlands.
That's correct.
And, of course, as you know, that is not a requirement, but that's the way this was designed. Also, they raised a question in here as to this being a negative impact on the Jimtown area. The closest home in Jimtown is basically located to the north of the site. It's about 500 feet from the site, and it's separated by a wooded area. And we don't believe it would have any negative impact on the Jimtown area. And I do have to address what was stated, and that was that my clients, the Marine Farm developers, are continuing to steamroll the Jimtown community for the sake of profit. And I said that we made a generous offer on this, and basically this land, which is valuable land, is being given to this organization as a charitable contribution, and also additional money is being given to the organization through services and through actual money for the construction of the facility. So there's not a profit motive on this. This was a piece of land that seemed to be appropriate for this use. People who are already using this type of operation in the area, and it just seemed to be a good fit. So with that, again, I will ask Georgia Truitt and Kelly Smith to speak to you, and I will let them come up this time.
Hi, my name is Kelly Smith. I live at 26211 Cave Neck Road.
Hi, my name is Georgia Truitt, and I live at 114 Quaker Road in Lewis, Delaware. And I've been a volunteer for Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding Program for 15 years, and I've been a NARA certified instructor for just about 1 year.
I've been volunteering with the program for the past 5 years, and I've been a NARA certified riding instructor for the past 4 years. NARA stands for the North American Riding Association for the Handicapped, and it's a national organization in which we operate the program under their regulations and safety rules. First, we're going to start off by explaining what the program is about. The program was founded in 1988 by Katarina Burroughs and Rehoboth Kiwanis. It operated on the Marine Farm property off of Beaver Dam Road in Lewis for 14 years. In 1997, the program received its 501c3 nonprofit status. Then in 2002, the program had to relocate to Pan Am Stables on Beaver Dam Road, which is just across from the Marine Farm property, and where it's been operating since then. The program's mission is to provide equine-assisted therapy, promoting the physical, emotional, and educational growth for children and adults with special needs in our community. Presently, we serve about 25 participants per week whose ages range from 4 to 51 years of age. Disability served includes cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, autism, attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder, learning challenges, mental retardation, and depression. Referrals to the program come from physicians, schools, physical therapists, social workers, and through word of mouth in the community. The program relies on donations from the community, grants, and fundraisers to help support the program and the care of the horses. We have a small and dedicated group of volunteers who assist with lessons, horse care, fundraising, and then the administrative duties also. So what are the benefits to the equine-assisted therapy? There is documented evidence of the physical and psychological benefits derived from equine-assisted therapy. The gentle and rhythmical movements of the horse's gait is almost identical to the human gait. The horse's body aids in improvement of blood circulation, muscle strength, balance, coordination, and flexibility. This means for a disabled individual who is unable to walk or finds it difficult to walk, horseback riding strengthens the trunk area and surrounding muscles unlike any other form of traditional therapy. One participant who has cerebral palsy and is wheelchair-bound is able to utilize the motion of the horse to strengthen her back, stomach, and leg muscles as well as improve her balance. This, in turn, encourages her to sit straighter in her wheelchair and gives her more strength and stability during the transfers from her wheelchair to other environments such as her bathroom or bedroom. The psychological benefits are just as numerous and benefit everyone involved. The unique relationship that develops between the horse and participant fosters a greater sense of acceptance and independence. Learning to work with a larger animal, such as a horse, is empowering. It has a direct effect on the individual's self-esteem, confidence, and patience. In our experience, these benefits extend to all areas of life, impacting their family relations, social skills, and school participation. Imagine being confined to a wheelchair where you're always looking up at people. Then imagine yourself being liberated from that wheelchair, sitting on top of a 1,000-pound therapy horse, looking down towards everyone. One rider's mom said her daughter's riding session is the only time she's able to leave her wheelchair, sit high up, and look down at people. This is a freedom that can only be experienced in the program. The program provides children and adults the opportunity to learn how to communicate with and control an animal 10 times their size, in a safe and therapeutic environment. Some children have never even seen a horse before. The first time one participant was asked to lead a horse in a ring, she shut down and started to cry, saying she was afraid and couldn't do it anymore. By the end of that session, she was leading the horse around the ring on her own with a huge smile of her pride of her accomplishment. By the end of that semester, she was riding this therapy horse through an obstacle course in the ring and also trotting on her own. The change in her confidence and trust was amazing. This rider learned she could overcome her fears and achieve anything she desired. Therapeutic equine activities offer a variety of opportunities for growth and development in all aspects of life. One boy who arrived for his first session at age 8 was so heavily sedated he couldn't hold his head up. At that time, he was being institutionalized for suicide attempts. Although he was only able to pet the horse and assist with grooming that first day, he asked his counselor if he could come back, which started a very long and meaningful relationship. At times, this boy and his brother were coming out to the program 5 days a week. During this time, his mother stated, quote, "The only time you really see him being interactive and smiling is when he's talking about the horses." This boy is now a young man who enrolled in public school last year for the first time in 5 years. He has worked hard to achieve A's and B's in school while also working to become a junior firefighter. At age 14, he still helps the program out by building benches and birdhouses for us to raffle off at our fundraisers. He now has dreams and goals for his future and even talks about working with children someday. This participant is a shining example of the positive impact the program can have on an individual's life. I'd like to read a letter that one participant wrote to his parents. And this letter was sent to his teacher, and the mother wrote, "I just thought you should know how wonderful horseback riding has been for my son. Below is an email he sent after he went horseback riding last week. He was so excited. Thank you so much for arranging this activity for him." And then he wrote to his parents, "Hi, Dad and Mom. How are you? I'm having a very terrific day today. When I was at the stables, I got to tell Nesca the horse to trot while I was riding her. It felt bumpy and fast, but it still was fun. I also realized what horse pellets look like today. Also, I was able to back her up all by myself. It was cool. I backed her up by saying back and looked back like I was driving a car. This was amazing. See you later. I love you." These are just some of the stories of the many individuals that have been impacted by this program that illustrate the positive effects equine assisted therapy has on individuals in the Kent and Sussex counties. So what is the program's future? The program continues to operate out of Pan Am Stables, which is a public boarding facility with an indoor arena. However, we have been informed that Pan Am Stables plans to discontinue public boarding in early 2007, resulting in the need for the program to find a new home. We were concerned about relocating in the area, especially since this program is the only therapeutic horseback riding program serving disabled individuals in Kent and Sussex counties. Fortunately, we've been approached with this generous land offer, providing us hope to have a permanent location in the community. Essentially, the program is returning home, since the land being offered is part of the same property where the program began and operated for 14 years. However, since we have a limited amount of time to move from our current location, we would appreciate your support to make this amazing opportunity for a permanent home come true. The program plans on building an attractive state-of-the-art facility, a 15-stall barn, an indoor and outdoor riding arenas, a small administrative area, and living quarters for an instructor or caretaker. At this moment, we have a waiting list for participants because of our limited space. This new facility would guarantee a future for the program in the surrounding community, as well as enable us to expand our services to a greater number of individuals in need. We have introduced ourselves to the Jimtown community and were warmly received by many of the residents. We offered the opportunity to observe Saturday sessions to gain a better understanding of the services that we provide. Through the years, the program has developed a deep-rooted and positive relationship in Southern Delaware region. We have current participants who have been involved with the program for over 7 years, while some adults who were once active in the program during their youth still speak of the positive effect the program has had on their lives. Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding has been proud to serve this community for the past 18 years and looks forward to meeting the needs for more disabled individuals for many years to come. Thank you for your time. Any questions?
I could have a copy of your comments.
Of
the presentation?
The presentation.
Spread.
Certainly.
I appreciate that. Make my minutes easier.
Sure.
No
problem.
I didn't write all that. I couldn't keep up with
you. Didn't get all that down.
All right. We can make a copy and give that back to you if you don't like.
That would be great. That would be
great. Fuquay?
Thank you.
Kelly, if you give me that now, we'll go copy it real quick.
Sure.
If you would, please. I think our machine's still on.
Gentlemen, I do have, since part of this is a conditional use application, I did prepare some proposed conditions, which I won't read. I hand those out to you to consider. They do address the lighting, the hours of operation, the use, the identification sign, the storage the manure, and the maximum number of horses. I do want to mention George and Kelly, as well as many other people, volunteer their time and more than their time to this operation. And obviously, it serves a very beneficial and needed a need in Sussex County. I do want to mention that there are letters in the conditional use file, since I'm presenting this all as one application, from Sally Fintel, who's with Sussex Consortium, and Angie and Barry Sipple in favor of the application. Those letters speak for themselves. Basically, this change of zone creates the ability for Southern Delaware to continue providing the service, which, as I said, is not only desirable but very needed by many Sussex County residents. Assuming the AR zone is changed, in the AR zone, this proposed use is very close to actually being a permitted use. In the AR zone, basically recreational uses are permitted, but that's exclusively for private membership and not commercial purposes. And also stable structures, feedlots, private for the keeping of horses, ponies, cattle, things of that nature, for personal enjoyment and not as a business, is also permitted. And we're real close to that, but I don't know whether you call a nonprofit type of operation a business or not, but it's more akin to a business than personal use, so we certainly recognize that the conditional use was necessary. However, again, as I said, it's very close to being a permitted use. The site design, the nature of the building, the nature of the operation, the people that are involved in it will all contribute so that there'll be no negative impact on the uses or the values of this area. The design of this facility takes into consideration the environmental features of the wetland and the creek, and there'll be no negative impact on the environment. Southern Delaware, as was stated, has been operating basically in this area for years, and this site is an appropriate use, which is much more of a rural or agricultural nature. And basically, this is an incredible opportunity for Southern Delaware to be able to not only continue their operation, but continue it in a much more well-designed facility that'll be a benefit to the people using it. And we certainly would hope, after you hear any further testimony and your consideration of this, that you would recommend approval of the ARRPC change and the conditional use with what conditions you deem appropriate. And gentlemen, as far as this presentation, that will conclude our testimony.
And all right, sir. Mr. Fuqua, you referenced a letter from Barry Sippel. We do not have that letter in the file. We have one from Sally Fennell. I looked in the booklet, too. It wasn't in that either. Thank you.
Okay, again, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Before we proceed, Mr. Wheatley, we need to read into the record the, since we jump right on to the conditional use, I haven't read the paragraph of introduction. The application Marine Farm LLC, conditional use 1678, to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential, AR1 RPC, agriculture residential district, residential planning community for a recreational therapeutic equestrian facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 19.84 acres, more or less, lying southwest of Jimtown Road, also referred to as Road 285A, 1,000 feet northwest of Road 277.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, just for the benefit of the audience, what Mr. Lank's referring to is that items number 1 and 2 on the agenda are both interrelated. The one is the change in zone for the property, and on the heels of that is the conditional use. They're both for the same project and for the same purpose. So what's been requested and what's been approved by the commission is that they both be considered at the same time. So that means if you have any questions or comments for or against it, that's going to occur, I believe, right now at Mr. Wheatley's direction.
I thought we might check with the commission, see if they have any questions.
Okay.
First.
Well, right after the commission. But I just didn't want anybody in the audience to miss an opportunity to speak, thinking there was going to be a second hearing.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, sir. Mr. Fuqua, we'll see if anybody has any questions. Mr. Smith, would you like to start us off?
Yes, Mr. Fuqua, insofar as under the conditional use, do you anticipate that there be any veterinary supplies, anything that would be of the nature of stimulants, sedatives, anything, controlled substances?
I'd probably be better off referring to Southern Delaware indicates no.
So any veterinary services then would be coming to you that there wouldn't be? Okay. And what about security of the premises?
Again, that's why it was intended to have a full-time apartment there for a caretaker that would keep an eye on things, basically. But it's not going to be fenced in with a security fence or anything of that nature.
No other questions. All right, so Mr. Gordy.
The horses, are they owned by the Southern Delaware Therapeutic? Are they owned by them or what?
Again, why don't you come on? Let's get this from the horse's mouth.
Oh, man. I apologize for Mr. Fuquay. Right now, we only really have two therapeutic riding horses, and one is ours and one is leased to us by an individual.
But you're anticipating 15 probably total later on?
Yes, and I would assume most would be free leases to us. That's what happens with most therapeutic riding centers. Horses get older, and they lend them to programs because they're good homes.
But there will be no private boarding of other horses?
Only possibly the riding instructors keeping their horses there.
But not a public boarding stable.
No, it wouldn't be
now.
For profit. No.
No.
And is it like a day camp, or they come during a day, or is it just different times?
Sessions vary. It depends. Right now we have some that come midday, twice during the week. Others are evening sessions after school's over and work's over. We have both Saturday and Sunday we have lessons currently.
They generally last a half an hour to an hour.
Per session.
Okay.
And we're developing sessions that are probably going to be about 10 weeks long. We haven't done that yet.
So currently you lease the stables across the road?
At Pam Ann Stables, we actually just board our horses there, and she allows us to use the arena, but we have to work around her boarding and her lesson schedule. That's the way it is right
now.
Does
she also give lessons?
Yes.
So it's a conflict sometimes?
Yes, exactly.
Definitely.
All right. Got one more question for Mr. Key, and that's it.
Yes, sir.
I just want to clarify. You said something about the landscape area along Jimtown Road will be a solid tree line?
Well,
yeah, it's broken up now, but...
Yes, sir. It's a completely wooden site.
Yeah.
And this, I think when the drawing was done, the anticipation on the engineer's part was that there would be some clearing in here, but I really don't think it's necessary.
I agree.
There's a 25-foot strip there that we could maintain.
Okay.
Throughout.
Yeah, I agree with you there. It should be buffered from
yes,
the road.
Sir.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
All right, so Mr. Burton.
Not to jump ahead between the two, but the horses are going to stay over here and not have any trails into the rest of the marine farm, correct?
Correct.
So they just stay.
It would
right?
be limited to this site, correct?
Okay. No further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Couts?
Just one, and if you covered, I apologize. The proposed conditions include three special events. What's a special event?
It would be a fundraising event, potentially in the future, that would maybe like an event that the families would be invited to, such as a cookout, barbecue.
Just if this were approved, that probably needs to be defined a little better than just...
Yeah, I think I want to just to disclose that they do have a couple events where... You know, whether it's a horse show or a barbecue or something like that, where they try to get more people in there than would be there on a normal day of operation. But again, it's only two or three times a year that you would do that. That's all.
All right, sir. Mr. Robertson?
I have a question for Mr. Fuquay, and I want to sort of pin him down on something.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know. prior to the original Marine Farm application, what was the zoning of the property?
AR.
Okay. And so if you set aside the specific purpose for the therapeutic recreation horseback riding, sort of the quasi-business, even though it's non-profit, would this type of facility have been a permitted use under the AR?
Well, again, under the AR, if you read the ordinance, again, it says it's if it's private, it's permitted, or if it's personal, it's permitted. You can have stables, things
right.
like that. You can have a private recreational facility. That's a permitted use in the AR. So, like I said, it's close to it. I don't know whether this would be a business or not, and we're not disputing that.
No,
we're treating it as if it
and
is.
And I'm not trying to pin you down on that. It's just I guess the point I'm trying to make or see if this is maybe the point you were trying to make is if the original landowner who had the AR1 zoning had wanted to construct this facility for his own use, I guess, he perhaps could have.
Well, for his own use, he certainly could have. The section says that I'm referring to stable structures or feedlots, private or keeping and feeding of horses, ponies, etc., for personal enjoyment and not as a business, provided that any buildings, and it has some setbacks for
right.
buildings, But again, for personal enjoyment, not for business. Again, like I said, I'm not disputing that. And also, there's another section that talks about recreational uses, again, for private membership. But again, the only point is that this is not totally out of character with what is anticipated to be an AR use.
Because I was even looking at 115.20b, talking about more than 5 acres, which talks about public stables. And that, again, it doesn't quite fit into that, but...
When we first sat down and talked about this, my first inclination was to try to find one of those sections that I could fit this into and basically say it should be a permitted use. But in going through it, we decided that it wasn't a good fit, and we'd rather just basically present it as a conditional use subject to conditions from the county and hopefully have it approved that manner.
In discussion, we also looked at the fact that the site is MRRPC, which doesn't permit it. It wasn't allowed to be applied for through the MR district.
I understand that.
And in the AR district, they're retaining the RPC so they don't lose their density factors within the whole project.
That was just
the reason they felt they had to apply.
Yeah, no, I understand. And I think the point got made. It seems to me that from a, you know, we got to look at this from a land use point of view, regardless of who's benefiting or not, you know, land use being land use and what the zoning districts allow and how it's applied for. So.
If you look at it AR, and it was an opinion through legal counsel that being county, representing the county, you and Mr. Griffin felt that this the stable public provide any building or keep of animals for shall be located at least 200 feet from any lot line, then we could defer action on or withdraw the application on the conditional use.
Well, I think the problem with that is twofold. One, that would be that they still have to get the change in zone to AR, and they've sort of voluntarily agreed to go forward with the conditional use, so that knowing that it may not fit either way, in this way they kind of allow the county to impose conditions on it. So, you know, I don't think they should necessarily undo what they've applied for. I merely wanted to point out that, again, what Mr. Fuqua said, it's pretty close to what's permitted.
Yeah, and I concur in that. And that was we did have discussions with Lawrence, and that was a conclusion that I came to, that we just would come in and present to you what we wanted as a conditional use, subject to conditions you can place on it. I merely wanted to mention that it's real close to being a permitted use, but I'm not arguing that it's permitted use, and I'm not requesting that. Although, I appreciate your analysis.
All right, sir, thank you. Anyone else on the commission have any questions at this time? All right, thank you. We'll see if the public has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of change of zone 1607 and or conditional use 1678?
Mr. Wheatley, there's one.
He's
behind us.
Yeah, come forward, please. There you are.
I'm newbie at this. Bear with me.
Okay.
My name is Gail Schaefer. I live at 78 Creek Drive, Winding Creek Village in Millsboro. And if I can, I brought props. Okay, can I pass this around while I'm speaking to you?
You may.
No? That's my brother-in-law, Tommy. In June of 2005, my 49-year-old brother-in-law came to live with us, and he's mentally challenged. I had heard about the therapeutic horseback riding organization through my therapy dog organization that I belong to, and investigated the possibility of Tommy's eligibility. I didn't know if he was too old for this program because I had understood that it was for younger people. I was thrilled, though, to hear that he qualified. Tommy's been riding now since October 2005, and you would not believe the improvements that we've seen he's gone through. First of all, his speech has improved since he talks to his horse, Simmy. Tommy has a lisp, and that's a very hard word. He keeps wanting to call Simmy Timmy because it's easier, but Simmy is a girl horse. So he's learned to give directions to his horse, answer the volunteers' questions, which would be Georgina and Kelly as examples. He answers them more clearly. He's even learned the names of various parts of the riding equipment. His coordination has increased appreciably. He now gets on the horse without any difficulty. He's learned to motion the horse to begin walking, and his latest joy has been trotting just like the cowboys do. That's what he told me. He can't wait until Saturday morning to go see his horses. He doesn't even mind getting dirty. Believe me, that is a trick. He likes to curry the horses, and for someone who's very compulsive about cleanliness, this is quite an accomplishment. He even remembers to bring a carrot or an apple with him to feed his friends. He has also started attending KSI in Milford, and when he goes there, he tells everybody about his horseback riding that Saturday. When he first started, you could see the tenseness in his body, but as the weeks went by, his shoulders have relaxed. He raises his hands without holding on to the reins and moves them around. He's truly my cowboy now. He's learned to direct the horse right and left, and his sense of direction has improved as a result. I'm truly pleased that Tommy is now a part of this program. The smile on his face, and you see it in that picture, when he's getting ready to go see Simmy or Nestor, his other horse, is truly a joy. As soon as he returns home, he has to tell my husband, his brother, all the things he did on the horse that day. The organization has even found some chaps, as you can see, so that he stays in the saddle better. This program's done wonders for Tommy and all those families that have enjoyed the benefit of this program. I know many people who bring their children to this program, and every one of them has seen wonderful results regardless of the disability. This program is not just horseback riding. This program is a ride for their independence. I thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Debbie Leighton. I reside at 31309 Anchor Drive in Dagsboro. And my son, Alex, is physically disabled with cerebral palsy since birth. And we've had the pleasure of being involved with this organization since 1999, and he started with a back rider. He had no sitting ability at all. He's able to sit unassisted now, but he is wheelchair bound. So I asked him this evening and what horseback riding means to him. He didn't realize that it would ever go away. And then this has come about, and he's told me that it's freedom. He's now 15 years old. And at school, he can talk, you know, to his friends and peers at school and what they do on the weekends. He said, a horseback ride. And they're like, wow, that's great, Alex. Cool. Because a 15-year-old, that's how that is. And he also has just thrived through all of this, all the activities, all the learning. It's not a clinical setting, which is very important. He receives physical therapy, occupational, speech. This is something that he's out in the community. And the learning is always there, and we just really, really need this to continue. And there may be other people that can be assisted with this organization, and volunteers are the most important people. But as far as my son is concerned, he really is insistent that this continue. I hope you all take that into consideration this evening. And if you have any questions.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
For anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to change of zone 1607 and conditional use 1678? Yes, sir, with your hand in the air, right back here.
Just been making notes. My name is Mike Miller. I'm a Jimtown resident. I live right on Jimtown Road. I wrote down a few comments, questions that I would like the Zoning Commission to try to answer and think about when trying to make a decision on granting this proposal. I am in opposition to this project. no doubt, nothing against the therapeutic. I think that the therapeutic program does probably work. I have no doubt it works. They say they've been in business or doing this for 14 years, and I believe in the success stories that they've had. I don't know where they've been operating exactly. I couldn't quite follow that, but I know they said 14 years. I have questions about what the land was supposed to be used for once the 20 lots, the 20 home sites were removed from the project, from the marine farms the first time. And if they were not to be built on or no anything to be done with it, and it was pulled from the conditional use originally, what was it supposed to be used for after that? And then I heard you talking about, well, if it was AR, and I guess I kind of heard Mr. Vincent questioning Mr. Fuquay about, well, if it was AR, you know, possibly they could have done it in the first place and we wouldn't even have to be here. But we are here, and I don't want you to think that, you know, it was okay to have it in the first place. Kind of like, I just question, you know, what was Mr. Robertson, you know, exactly what you were thinking about when you were with that line of questioning. I have questions, and these questions, if Pan Am is going out of business in 2007 or stopping operations where they're operating right now, why not purchase their facility and continue to operate it from there? If Pan Am,
key words, purchase.
Well,
I mean, I'm just suggesting that to you.
It could be a key word. I don't know.
I have no idea, but I'd rather suspect it has to do with money.
Well, I think Marine Farms is being very generous in saying that they'll help build this facility. Maybe Marine Farms would be very generous in purchasing that particular piece of land also.
Are you good?
No, I couldn't. Okay, Mr. Wheatley, thank you. Why not across from Marine Farms in the first place? This new facility, a 650-home facility that's being built right now, is going to be built, that was approved. Why can't a horse stable be across from that facility? You see, I see it seems like it wants to be moved to an area where there are no homes, or in an area where other community, a neighborhood is already in existence. See, there's no neighborhood in existence out there now where Pan Am stables are. So now we want to move this therapeutic down in a neighborhood that's already in existence. I don't think that Gosling Creek would want it in their neighborhood. I don't think Morning View would want it in their neighborhood. Jimtown doesn't want it. We are a neighborhood. There's no neighborhood where Pan Am is. There's no homes there. So that is a spot where they've been operating. They said for 14 years they've been in business. Yet when the question was asked about programs, for 14 years they have not yet put together a program for a 10-week program. 14 years, and there's still none completed yet. Then they said they haven't had no fundraisers, but the question Mr. Fuquay, when he was speaking, said they're going to have 2 or 3 events. Is it 2 or is it 3? Or will it later on be 5? What are the events? If for 14 years you haven't had any of these 2 or 3 events and you haven't planned them yet, why do we want to wait and see about planning if we've been in places already and we haven't had these events?
I think probably what was intended, the conditional use process, you can, the commission, if they choose to approve it, can place conditions on it. And what I understood them to say was that they
they might have these events, so they want to have permission to do that, I think, is what they were asking. I doubt if they know for sure whether it's going to be two or three, but that was my understanding of it.
That understanding very well may be conceived, but if you've been at Pan Am and you have not had events there, why do you want to maybe have events now? You can't answer the question for them because, I mean, you have your opinion. These are questions that have to be directly answered by them. I would hope that you understand that, Mr. Wheatley. I don't think you can answer for them.
Very well.
Thank you.
Continue, and we'll give them an opportunity to answer your questions.
Okay.
But I'll do the asking.
That's fine.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Is there any land available in Dagsboro? Is there any land available in Millsboro? I heard the two ladies eloquently speak. I think, if there's land available in those neighborhoods, then perhaps it could be suited there. Do you want this project in your neighborhood? All of you, Mr. Gordy.
Are you asking me?
I'm just saying.
Don't answer. I mean, and if
don't address
Mr. Miller, don't address the commission like that. I don't want to hear rhetorical questions of the commission. What we're focusing on is a land use application that's before the commission tonight.
Who is paying for this project? That's a question I have. Then originally, Mr. Key and I had a discussion about this particular parcel of land with my family, with Mr. Tracy Jones, people in the Jimtown community, at my home. And the question was, we were trying to have a sewer come through, and we weren't sure if we would be able to be fit into the sewer project with the 650 homes with Marine Farms. And perhaps the 40-acre site or the 20 home sites were going to be, it was, well, if we don't have enough room for the sewer, we'll use the 20-acre home sites. And so I come back to the question, what was supposed to happen with the 20 home site, the piece now, you know, if it was a part of that MRPC originally. And so is there going to be enough overspray to fit the Jimtown residents, the community, in with Marine Farms? And it was such a big, you know, question. We're not sure, but now all of a sudden we have enough room, enough capacity to fit in this equestrian farm for therapeutic riding of the horses. And so it's like, you know, it can be done just like that. And so
when was this meeting at your home?
This was back when before the 2005 approval of the MRPC, when it was in opposition by some of the Jimtown residents then.
Do you think it's possible that something might have changed between now and then? I mean,
you know,
good. I'm going to find out for you here in a minute, but just
okay.
Seems, I don't know that it was overnight if the meeting was over a year ago.
Well, we also talked about, I think I heard you talk about negative impact. The negative impact is this for me in my home. I believe we have a pretty nice neighborhood. We don't have any agricultural events or farms on Jimtown Road or in our neighborhood. I think that we have a nice community, and I think our homes are pretty valuable. And right now, I believe we discussed the manure impact, what would happen with the manure. Some of the residents, even though it is across the creek, across the river that runs through there, the little body of water, you have one that will butt right up to it, other than if the water's there, is Mr. Sam Connors, I believe that's his name, who is going to be building a home there. Miss Ornia Kemp, who lives right across from him. And so the odor, the stench from the manure being outside, even though it will be taken away, will be traveling downwind or in our communities. And we have a neighborhood, again, as I've said, and I don't think that this is the best suitable place. Perhaps if Marine Farms is funding this project, as I believe they said they were, then they could fund this possibly in a particular area, since it's a charitable contribution, as they eloquently said. They could possibly buy a tract of land or possibly buy Pan Am, who's going out of business.
Mr. Miller,
that particular time.
Excuse me, sir.
I know you want to cut me off, sir.
I'm cutting you off.
I know you want me.
And you need to be quiet and listen to me for a second.
I'm going to listen, sir.
The subject of this public hearing is this piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand how you feel, but not only do I not know, none of us care whether or not there's land here, there, or yon, because the application is for this piece of ground. Mm-hmm. So I really can't address your issues as to, is there land in Millsboro, is there land in Dagsboro, you know, what about this site or that site. The only site we can address is this site. And please, by all means, please,
sir,
please tell me
what it is. I'm not asking you to address if it is or not.
Mr. Miller, wait a second.
I'm asking.
Mr. Miller.
Hold on.
Mr. Miller, the chairman was speaking, and I read the rules earlier in the meeting tonight. And the chairman does have control of this meeting, so I would ask that if the chairman's speaking or any member of this commission, you allow them to finish whatever statement they're making. And that goes certainly for anybody in the audience, but I just want to make that perfectly clear.
I didn't get to finish.
Mr. Miller, I understand that. And we have been patient with you, and we have listened, okay? I'm merely doing the job that I'm supposed to do, which is to control this meeting, and at this point, it's to control you, because you're the one who's up here speaking, and you're being repetitive, and you're addressing issues that are just not a part of this application. And I'm trying to help you understand that. We can't deal with land somewhere else. The land we have to deal with is this parcel that has been put in front of us. And by all means, if you have issues with this particular piece of ground and reasons you feel that it is not appropriate, by all means, share them with us, and I think you have. But as to whether it would be better over here or better over there, it's not our issue. And who's paying for it is not our issue. I don't care who's paying for it. The issue here is land use. Is it an appropriate use of the land?
That is not my issue, Mr. Wheat. I'm just asking the question openly, first of all, not for you to answer if it is available or not available. I think you were doing clearly, you were trying to answer some questions for me a while ago as to what the thinking was. I'm just asking you some questions openly to give you something else to think about. The last part I would like to say is that Mr. Key told us in our meeting that if those homes were not going to be built, also that perhaps the land could go back to the Jimtown residents for possibly a park, since they were building the 650 homes over on the other side. And we were talking about neighborhoods and how people roam in different neighborhoods to go from one neighborhood to the other. And it would be nice if we had our own park that we could frequent in, and the people in the Jimtown area and the children could play in. And then out of left field comes this therapeutic farm, which I think is a great idea. It's just fitted in the wrong area. And I think you understand my comments. And is this the last open hearing for this?
No, this will be considered by county council, and I'm not sure when the date is. Mr. Lang can probably tell you.
June 6th?
Okay, June 6th. The last hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission.
What happens, Mr. Miller, is we make a recommendation. We don't actually make the actual decision. We make a recommendation to county council. County council considers our recommendation, but they have a public hearing as well. So I would encourage you to mark your calendar for June 6th and make your feelings known.
And if I can, please, my last comment is the negative part when I said Marine Farms, if you saw where this particular site is being built, across, if I can I pick this up?
Mm-hmm.
Across from Marine Farms sits Pan Am. This is where it is right now. Right directly across from the entranceway. They want to move there where they're having their equestrian right now from here directly across where all these home values will have high markup, $500,000-$600,000 homes around the corner on Jimtown Road, and possibly give us a negative impact by having a horse farm in our neighborhood. I don't think you could possibly sell many homes if the stench is going across into these homes. And I believe that that's part of why it's being moved and Marine Farms is being so generous. I just think those are questions that you have to ask yourself as to why something like that's being done. You know, to put out millions of dollars to build this facility when one's already in operation across the street from Marine Farms. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just to answer one of Mr. Miller's questions, I was looking at the condition of approval that was on the original Marine Farm application, the ordinance that was introduced and approved by County Council. And the condition was that the 20 lots with roadway connection to Jimtown Road shall be eliminated. So it didn't specify what was supposed to happen with that property, because that was a question I did have in response to what Mr. Miller asked, is if it said whether that was supposed to be open space or dedicated to some other use. It didn't designate it.
Mr. Miller requested to hear from the applicant. I was prepared to give to answer that question for him, but I think he would be more comfortable if he heard from the applicant. So, Mr. Fuqua, I'm going to invite you back up. And if there are any of Mr. Miller's questions you would like to address, please feel free to do so, but do it as briefly as you can.
Yeah, the as was just stated, and I have a copy of the planning and zoning recommendation and the county council decision, and that condition was that the 20 lots would be removed and that the access road would be removed. That was all. I would state on behalf of my client that there was never any indication that this land would be offered as a park in Jimtown. That just was not ever discussed. I will state that my client did offer, and in fact included as a condition of approval, that there would be significant street improvements done, sidewalk improvements being done, street lighting. There'd be water lines basically run to the Jimtown area, as well as sewer lines to the Jimtown area. And Mr. Robertson, I think, can confirm, at least as far as the sewer concerned, basically right now we're being told by at least some of the Jimtown representatives that they don't want any of those things there. That's a different matter. It's not before you tonight. But again, there were what I consider to be generous offers made to Jimtown at the time of that application that are conditions of approval. The question of the sewer capacity. The design of the Marine Farm has significant capacity that can handle not only the Marine Farm, but the Jimtown residents if they choose to be part of that system, as well as this site. There's no question about the capacity of that. Mr. Key, as well as the representatives from Southern Delaware, did speak with many of the residents of the Jimtown area, explained to them what this application before you tonight was about, and I'd certainly can't say that everyone absolutely was in favor of it, but certainly the indication that Southern Delaware had was that people understood it and seemed to think it was a nice proposal for this area. Despite what Mr. Miller said, there are agricultural uses in this area. In fact, you know, the Marine Farm got its name because it was a farm. I mean, it's pretty obvious that there's a lot of agricultural uses in this area. Mr. Miller referred to the stench. Under DENREC regulations now, there has to be, as I said, I'm not sure what you call it. I'm calling it a manure management plan.
Nutrient
management plan. That sounds a lot nicer.
But I wouldn't recommend getting a mouthful of it.
There does have to be a nutrient management plan that has to be approved by DENREC, and basically there is no stench. And obviously they're not going to operate a facility of this nature in any manner, but something that's going to be done properly. I agree with Mr. Miller that Jimtown is a neighborhood. There's no question about that. The tax map of Jimtown basically shows where the lots in Jimtown kind of end. This is the next property. My clients own the property to go down the rest of Jimtown down to the next road. And as I said, when this was removed, because the Jimtown residents requested that these 20 lots not be on Jimtown Road, it freed up this 20 acres. My clients are generous, but they're not generous to the nth degree. They had 20 acres of land that they felt that this was an appropriate and desirable use. They've offered it to these people. This is a valuable piece of land. And as I said before, they also offered additional monies in terms of actual toward construction, as well as services, engineering, and design services that they've done, as their offer. So that's the application. I think that, as you stated, I think that is what's before you tonight. Again, we just appreciate you ruling on the merits of what we presented.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Here we go. Okay. Come right up, sir.
My name is James Harmon, and I promise I will be brief. I am a resident of Jimtown, and I feel that this particular plan that's in front of you wouldn't be feasible for the property or for Jimtown because of the traffic, because of the manure, and because, you know, we do like our privacy. And they did tell us that they were taking the 20 houses out, or they weren't going to develop the 20 acres, and that it would go back to being its natural state. And that's all I have to say.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Is anyone on the commission? I'm sorry, what? Somebody else? Yeah, come on up.
Get that board out of the way. I can't see.
You can't see it on that board.
Yeah, take that down.
I am Ornier Kemp from Jimtown, 32303 Jimtown Road. First, I would like to say I have ridden horses when they had a farm in Academy in Rehoboth. I am familiar with horses, but I'm thinking to put a horse farm back where I live. I'm 84 years old. I have allergies, and manure smells. I don't care what anybody says, what you do to control it. I know chicken manure smells. I know all about that. So I'm just wondering how many have given thought to us in Jimtown about this. There, when Sam and John put their place over there, the animals are coming from over there. I have big holes in my yards and stuff from chipmunks and stuff. You know what they are? And groundhogs and stuff to dig under the ground. What says that this won't bring something more? You're going to have fox, you're going to have, there would be all the reindeer. I mean, all the deer and stuff would be coming up in people's yards and stuff. I'm old, and I know a lot of people think that a person 84 years old living beyond their age, but God is in control of that.
Amen.
And I would like to be as comfortable as possible as long as I live. And I do have allergies. Even when he was dusting building, I've been going back and forth to the doctor for that. Who says that manure and all that smell won't still affect me? After all, we got to be considerate of old people. Someday you're all going to get old too.
I'm hoping so.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then consider that, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
I am Lucinda Allen, and I am a resident of the Jimtown community. I am almost 80 years old. I have been living in Jimtown almost 60 years. It's been a very nice place. We've had nice neighbors. It's been a very nice, pleasant place to live. I would not like to spend the rest of my days in turmoil with a lot of traffic, a lot of opposition to my freedom of life. I love living in Jimtown. It's been a nice scenery there. It's been a nice place where you could just enjoy. And for it to be disturbed, I don't like that. I don't like horses in there. Well, I don't like horses, period, to tell the truth. I don't like horses. But I just don't like to live around horses and other animals. We have deer where they're building so much. We have deer coming up on our land. We have eagles pitching on trees back there because they're being disturbed. They have to have a place to live. I have to have a place to live. I admire helping people. I admire what these ladies are doing. It's not that I don't admire. They're ambitious, and I think they have a nice insight on helping people. They are helping younger people. We have to think about ourselves. We have to keep our own sanity. And to tell the truth, the things that has been going on has gotten me to go into doctors that I've never seen before because of what is happening in our communities. And I would like to live the rest of my days in peace, like I said. And I don't think that's a nice place to put a horse farm. Because if I thought it was nice to have animals, I would have chickens out there. But I don't think it's a nice place. So I just do not want it rezoned for anything other than what it has originally been, where we used to have our own gardens. And we lived a life of peace out there. So I'm praying that we can still hold on to that life and keep our sanity through the remainder of our senior years.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition?
Hello. My name is Rosalyn Allen Eccles, and my primary residence is at 19 Candlewick Drive in Dover, Delaware. I do have interest in property in Jimtown, Delaware, where my mother lives, the lady who just spoke, Ms. Lucinda Allen. The reason I'm here tonight is that we requested earlier that the forest and the wetland areas be preserved. We did that in public meeting as a part of your public record. Mr. Mike Tyler did the same thing. And it doesn't matter if you put a horse farm there or houses. What we are requesting, again, which we had already requested as a part of the public record, that it remain forested. That is what Mr. Fuqua and the other gentleman, Mr. Key, agreed to as a part of moving or deleting that from the original plan. It wasn't just the roads. It wasn't just the houses. It's a matter of public record, and you can go back and look at it. So I was really distressed to hear them and kind of glad that they said that because it's a matter of public record. You have the tapes, and you can go back and review that. Mike Tyler with the Citizens Coalition, myself, Rosalyn Allen Eccles, spoke and asked what we wanted, and they agreed to it. As per the document provided by Denerec dated January the 7th, 2004, I'm recommending that the applicant provide a jurisdictional determination to provide proof that the wetland on the north and west side of Gosley Mill Pond is actually isolated. And the reason I'm doing that, I know they said that they would do that, you know, but things seem to get lost sometimes, and people don't look at that, and it's not revisited, but it should be.
Dinarec strongly recommended that the forest impacts be significantly reduced to preserve habitat and wildlife corridors. In fact, and that was a part of the PLUS process, which the gentleman went through for Marine Farms. In fact, the perimeter of the property and the area in question has been approved as a state resource area by the Open Space Council. And I do have pictures of that. I went to Dinarec today. It was prepared by Ellen M. Butler, and she's the Natural Areas Program Manager, Planning, Preservation, and Development Division. That's who she's with. And who do I present this to?
Thank you.
I also went to Dinarec because when they were talking about the fact that there were no isolated wetlands, they did another overlay so that you could see the marshlands and the waterways that are right now in Jimtown and where the horse farm is going to be located. There's very little area for the horse farm in here. That's the overlay of the protected area. That's the waterway. And this small area there is what they're proposing. And if you look at it, it's not even the same shape. The gentleman from Mr. Fuqua was talking about how generous an offer they had made to this organization, which is a 501c3. I'm not really sure of the correlation between the generosity of the Marine Farms developers and if you're really generous, does that mean that the tax write-off is that larger?
Ma'am, I hate to interrupt I need to. The issue of the applicant's generosity is not a subject of this hearing. This is about land use. If you've got land use issues, please put them on the table. I am not going to sit here.
I'm sorry, that was rhetorical. So
debate.
I'll keep
right,
going.
And we have no time for rhetoric. So please stick to the land use issues. That's our bag. It's the only thing we can address. Thank you.
I only mention it because the gentleman had mentioned it, and that was rhetoric also. I'm so sorry.
The commission will consider the fact that a lot of that was rhetoric, and that's one of the statements I made. As far as the nature of their use or anything like that, I mean, whether it's for or against, it's not going to be considered by the commission.
Right. I understand.
And I'm going to advise them of that, too.
I understand. Thank you. When the ordinance number 770 was passed, it stated that number six, that stormwater management and erosion settlement control shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements. If it is determined that additional areas are required for stormwater management, parking, or other use, the additional area shall be taken from lot areas, not designated federal or state wetlands or other open spaces or open areas. If they have another use that they want to consider, it seems like it should be taken from the lot area, from the original request where they had the 630 homes. The TMDLs, this is a question. Do they need to recalculate the TMDLs? Because the application is suggesting a change in land use that would contribute to a different level of nutrients into the Inland Bays watershed. And the density was determined by the acreage the applicant was using based on the MRPC zoning. When the applicant indicated that he would reduce the density under AR zoning, how will that affect the original plan and the density associated with it regarding the main body of housing off of 285? And it seems to me that they're donating the land is circumventing the process that was laid out for the original conditions that they had to meet as a part of Ordinance
1770. Whether they give it away, sell it, it doesn't matter to me. It was a part of the original conditions, original ordinance. And again, I had already mentioned C condition number 6, which was the additional parking in the stormwater management ponds. There's also a utility easement running from a marine farm property to the proposed horse farm. Will this easement end up being a shortcut to Road 285A? They said that they would have no roadway connection to 285A. And as I stated earlier, we requested earlier that the forest and the wetland areas be preserved, which is a matter of public record. So therefore, even though as a social worker, I can see that a therapeutic horse riding farm may be of benefit to individuals, I am totally against the location and feel that the application needs to be denied. You cannot have two things in the occupying the same space and stay true to your original statements that were made in the presence of this body and planning and zoning, and then come back and ask that the use be changed and still meet your original agreement for having your 630 homes built. It's not logical. It doesn't make sense.
Ma'am, they have a right to ask. They have the right to make the application, and that's why we're all here, and that's why it's important, you know, for you to point out the things that you've said. But as to whether or not they can ask, I mean, they certainly they have the right to ask. And in regard to their generosity, I would hope that you would realize that the five of us have sat up here long enough to know all about how generosity works. Believe me, I know exactly what you're saying, and I apologize if I was too abrupt with you earlier. So I appreciate you being here this evening. Is there anything else you want to add?
That's all.
Okay.
Thank you. Any questions, sir?
I have a question for Mr. Fuquay and Mr. Lank. But I will say that we will check the record on.
In fact, Mr. Robertson, I would like for somebody to go back and see exactly what was said, who said what, and if a copy of that transcript of that portion could be made available to the commission members, I think it would be important information for us to have.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Yes, sir.
For Mr. Lang, does the MRRPC, does it have final site plan approval at this point, or what's the status of that? No offhand, or do you have to check?
I'd have to check the files and see what status was.
And I guess for either you or Mr. Fuquay, if there's been a wetlands determination that's been done, that was one of her questions.
Yes. Okay. There's been a wetland delineation.
And that was that taken into account when this was all designed out? As far as where the wetlands are.
Right. Yeah, and I guess the plan has the wetland line on it. As I said, it is there's at least 100.
I don't think the lady can hear you. Can you step a little closer to the microphone?
Yeah, I said there was a wetland delineation done. I believe it's designated on the plan, and we had represented that all the buildings are at least they're over 100 feet from the wetland line. And I think Mr. Key said there would be a fence built along the wetland line to designate where it is.
All right, sir, thank you. Anyone else on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. You are welcome to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office tomorrow.